free behavioral health mediation services available throughout Michigan. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. We've been telling you about the Michigan Community Mediation Association and the free mediation services they provide, including the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Another service they provide is the Michigan Behavioral Health Mediation Services Program.
This program offers free services to Michigan residents who are receiving mental health services through a community mental health organization or a PIHP inpatient hospital plan.
And that's Charity Burke, Executive Director of the Oakland Mediation Center, which also serves as the state administrator for the program.
It also covers AOT services, which stands for Assisted Outpatient Treatment. So if someone is not following a treatment plan with their mental health provider and filing or complaint is filed through a local probate court, the petitioner and the client receiving services have 30 days to request a free mediation. However, clients and hopefully soon anyone will be able to refer a case to this program for free mediation services.
She says these services cover any type of conflict you may have with a mental health service provider.
It does not cover medical necessity, so we can't really negotiate and mediate medical necessity matters or doctor's orders, but maybe you can negotiate what the treatment plan looks like or the terms of that plan or who different providers that you're interacting with and different things with those organizations.
Burke says the program was created with the goal of reducing rates of incarceration and hospitalization statewide.
What has been found in many probate courts is that people get off track for various reasons. Life happens, different circumstances happen, and there hasn't been an avenue that is free for people to come to the table with a third-party neutral and discuss what those concerns are and kind of get back on track in a way that works for them.
For more information about the Michigan Behavioral Health Mediation Services Program, visit MichiganMediates.org.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Ella Gehring. I'm from the Alcona FFA in Northeast Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Milder air surging northward into the Michigan area. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. Warm air definitely takes control over the southern half of lower Michigan today. Can we get to 40 degrees in lots of areas? I don't know. We're going to try and give it the old college try, but I'm not sure we can get above 40 in all areas. I do think some folks do get there. This is going to be, though, a short-lived affair of this milder push as we fall back a little bit tomorrow and Thursday. That's just due to the fact that cold air continues to pool to our north, and it's going to fight back surges southward. So enjoy today. We probably see some cloud cover here as warmer air tries to come over this cold surface. And remember, we also get the refrigeration effect due to the snowpack we have on the ground. So it's all coming together, but may be the nicest day that we can expect here for a little bit. Good sunshine for tomorrow and for Thursday, even though we turn a colder, high pressure right on the top of us. Going into the later part of the week, on Friday, we still see cool air in here, but probably not as cold as Wednesday and Thursday. And we see south flow come in for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. That should allow temperatures to be moderating ever so slightly. Thing is here, we are dry all the way through the weekend and even through the first part of next week. Monday, Tuesday next week will be fun because strong southwest flow comes up ahead of our next low pressure circulation. That low moves in for overnight Tuesday night through Wednesday. Rain and wet snow possible there. Behind it, we're chilly for a couple of days to finish the week before another surge of strong south flow and warm air comes in Friday afternoon, Friday night, Saturday. Big rains for the 20th into the 21st. And we are also seeing a dramatic wraparound of cold air behind that to finish that weekend and start the week of the 23rd. So quite the roller coaster ride here, and we have multiple opportunities for moisture, especially next week and into the week following. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
National FFA Week is February 21st through the 28th, a week set aside for FFA students across the country to share how FFA impacts members every day. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. What better way to show your support of FFA than to get involved in FFA Week? Whether it's in person, on the phone, or via social media, be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th.
With insight now on the grain markets for Monday, here's Andy Eubank and John Zanker from Farmers Keeper Financial. They spoke at the close of trade Monday.
Grains worked just a little lower throughout the Monday session, John, but beans anywhere from a couple to 5 cents lower much of the session. Obviously, positioning going into the USDA supply and demand update, which comes out at noon Eastern Tuesday. And apparently not much else to move the markets.
There really isn't, although we did see a flash sale this morning, 9.7 million bushels to China. So that, you know, giving out a little bit of hope that maybe President Trump's statement of for China to consider another 8 million tons. Will they actually act upon that? They don't need to with Brazil coming on strong and getting their harvest well underway. Discount to us now over a dollar. So while they don't need to, maybe they want to stay in as good a grace as possible with President Trump. Maybe the surprise will be they'll keep on buying beans. But nonetheless, that helped pull beans off their lows, you know, going into the close here. March beans are about a nickel off their low. So we'll take that as a victory today, and the new crop months are higher.
John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial. Settlements from Monday, March corn down a penny and a half at 428 and three quarters. May corn a penny and three quarters lower at 437. March beans dropping 4.5 cents to 1110 and three quarters. May beans 3 3/4 lower at 1125. And March wheat down a penny to 528 and three quarters. April live cattle 95 cents higher Monday at 238.20, but April lean hogs falling $1.22 to close at 96.72. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.